Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We have seen stocks rallying in the session today with the Dow up more than 500 points on the back of developments over in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying lawmakers have reached a deal to increase the debt ceiling in the short term, and a vote could come as early as this afternoon. Let's bring in somebody who's right in the thick of things. We've got Indiana Senator Mike Braun joining us alongside our very own Jessica Smith in D.C. Senator, it's great to talk to you on a very busy day. It feels like if we're talking about a short-term fix here, this kind of amounts to kicking the can down the road again. Why go this route when you're going to have to revisit the discussion later in the year?
It's been the way we do things since the time I've been here. You got to imagine coming out of running a business where I was a CFO and CEO for most of those years over a span of 37. It is ridiculous the way the biggest business in the world, you got to remember our fiscal year ended 6 or 7 days ago for what we're trying to do now. So we've got all year through a budget committee, which I'm on, which is almost a useless appendage of the federal government because we don't do regular order committee work where the money that we spend through these 12 appropriation bills would get discussed by bringing in stakeholders that are actually going to be involved in maybe spending the money. That's the normal way that it works. I was a state legislator for 3 years in Indiana. We always got our budgets done on time. We always did it for less than, in other words, we spent less than what we took in. Imagine that happening here. That hasn't happened since the 90s, I guess. And now we're shrugging off not only the process, not doing what everybody else would do. We built in $1 trillion deficits annually, mostly driven by things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all programs people generally like. And with the current spending spree, we're going to be kicking that up to $1.5 trillion soon. We currently are the only reserve currency, basically. We've got super low interest rates. All of that, along with inflation at a higher rate, start to be built into the system that will create issues down the road. Nobody cares about that here because it's the moment in what they've got used to, which is basically dereliction of duty when you come from being on a school board, a state government, and especially running a business with the rigor of competition to boot.
Hi, Senator Jessica Smith here. So are you going to support this short-term deal?
No, I'm glad that they're doing it, at least to get us off dead center. But I'm one of just three or four senators here that until you have real reforms like a balanced budget amendment or statute, or the biggest thing we could do to improve how this place works is put in term limits at the national level, you'd get people here that would know more about how to run a government that's become so large. But no, this is simply giving time for everybody that's been part of the system to figure out what we're going to do. Democrats are doubling down because never has there been proposed $6.5 trillion of new spending on top of the $4.5 that we do annually anyway, of which we only pay for $3.5. So this is a new place that we've come to. It'll either be $400 to $600 billion of new spending, largely borrowed to pay for it, because a lot of these revenue overtures aren't going to actually happen, nor would they get close to paying for all of it. That's the big question the American public's got to sort out. Yes, we're kicking that down the road to give, I guess, some room to see how you get it accomplished, with not one reform being talked about in terms of how you'd fix it long term.
Senator, I guess that's been the question too, right, for a long time in terms of how you fix the deficit and the debt picture here in the U.S. As you said, it's been a problem for a while. And kicking the can down the road in terms of the debt limit, you seem to be downplaying the downsides of the government shutdown that could happen if you don't kick the can down the road. I mean, why are you so optimistic that it's not going to be problematic if that does happen?
That's because in business, if you had proper training somewhere along the line, you put probability analysis to anything you do. You make those judgments. The government's not going to shut down to where it would cause any type of cataclysmic event to unfurl. And sooner or later, you want to avoid the government shutting down when we're 45 to 50 trillion in debt, when you're not going to have people lending you money, or where interest rates go up from 1% to maybe 4 to 4.5% historically, if not more. So that's mostly talk to scare folks into not trying to reform the system. The likelihood that that would occur is close to zero. Schumer knows it. McConnell knows it. They've both been here a long time. And I want to be clear, we're in this pickle because of Republicans and Democrats. It's just that Democrats in 2021 with the Build Back Better, even not even considering that we spent $4 trillion above and beyond normal, a lot of that wasn't probably needed back to fight COVID, but there was the uncertainty of it in 2020. That had full unanimity, bipartisan support. There hasn't been one Republican vote for the rescue bill or the new stuff they're teeing up. So that's a big difference. The government is not going to default. There's a plan, if that occurs, that obligations like bonds and treasury bills get paid along with the interest. It just says you can't borrow any more money. And this short-term tool allows you to keep it open until you figure it out. But it'll be figured out with no long-term reforms. And the fact that they now believe, the people that run government here, and it's mostly on both sides, but now it's accentuated by Democrats that believe in the government as a growth business. We're getting into dangerous territory when you start piling on $1.5 trillion new debt without shrugging your shoulders or thinking it's going to bother you year after year going forward.
Senator, you just alluded to the fact that Republicans haven't been immune from this either. I think we've both established over the last several weeks that this is an issue that has happened under a Republican administration as well as a Democratic one. The debt ceiling or the debt limit was suspended 3 times under the Trump administration as well. And on that point, we heard from J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon yesterday saying that, you know, he thinks the debt ceiling, we should get rid of it altogether because there is this possibility of this type of negotiation, a potential government shutdown every few years. What do you think of that? And what's the argument against it?
Well, I'd technically be for a no government shutdown bill, suspending a debt ceiling. Jamie wouldn't say that for his own business. I could tell you his board of directors would get rid of him. In the companies that have acted like the federal government, of course, companies don't have a printing press in the basement. Figuratively speaking, a treasury coin or especially the Fed, who owns about $5 trillion of some of the more recent borrowing. But it is different with the federal government. We currently just simply aren't feeling all the pain that we will eventually from bad behavior. And Jamie Dimon knows, as CEO of a big bank, that none of the things we do here would work anywhere else. And unless he's wanting to say the federal government is a completely immune or different than other things that we know have to happen, live within your means, you might borrow a little bit in a bad year in an entity. And even a state government occasionally does that, generally for tangible assets. But think about it, coming out of World War II, we've now eclipsed that. We were savers and investors then. We paid off the debt and built the interstate highway system. Now we're consumers and spenders, and we're doing it at the worst level, an example here in the federal government. And you shouldn't make the excuse that you can keep doing it because you can. And I think there's a point where you got to draw the line. I think Jamie and others know that there will not be a default, that something will happen like it always does before that would occur. That basically is condoning a broken system that I'm tired of making excuses for.
Senator, there is some reporting that perhaps why Senator McConnell offered this deal, this short-term deal, was because of the growing calls to change filibuster rules for the debt limit. Is that something you're thinking about? Are you concerned about if both sides really dig in here, that Democrats will end up moving to change the filibuster?
Senator McConnell is a traditionalist, and he's been here a good while. And I think if you do get rid of the filibuster, we become the House of Representatives. That is its own issue. Look how close we are to that occurring anyway. We've got two stubborn Democrats that don't want to do it. I think the American public will even get a dose of more craziness and government gone wild and a quicker hard turn into a significant financial crisis or ditch. So I think that's important, but we're very close to that happening anyway. And Republicans, for the time I've been here, need to not be the party of no, or I'm not interested on critical issues like healthcare. It's the biggest driver of our deficits through Medicare, and we defend healthcare as free market enterprise. It's like an unregulated utility, and Republicans have got to be better at, when Obamacare came along, we had no answer with free market approaches to fixing healthcare. The climate discussion, we can't be wallflowers there either, or you'll get more government and the spending that comes along with it, because people in the middle and the American public in general do not want a spendthrift party that'll spend money on anything like the Democrats. They don't want a party that'll do nothing on any of the issues of the day. Somehow we got to reconstitute politics to deliver better value to the American public.
Indiana Senator Mike Braun, really appreciate you taking the time today. Great to have you on the show. And our thanks to our very own Jessica Smith as